Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hey, everyone.
And we're going to be talking DC after a little while. When's the last time we talked about DC?
The Batman.
Which was maybe like 6 months ago, so not that long ago. Have you realized that people have like forgotten about that movie? Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, that movie came out this year.
The Batman. Yeah. I haven't forgotten about it. I like that movie.
Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, I'm like, oh, that was so long ago, but it wasn't that long ago. So, yeah, it will probably feature when we talk about best of.
Yeah, it'll be in the worst list.
Yeah. But this one, this movie that we're talking about today, Black Adam.
Best movie of the year.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. So, as usual, we'll do a bit of background and then we'll go into comic book origins about Black Adam when he was in the comics and his powers are, etc. And then we'll jump into our thoughts non-spoiler. So, if you haven't watched the movie yet, we won't be spoiling anything until we get to the spoiler section, which is going to be later in the review, and we'll clearly indicate when we're going to talk spoilers. So, background-wise, so it's directed by Joam Colet Serra. So, he last directed Jungle Cruise.
Which I like. I like that movie.
Yeah, and he's so before that, he directed a whole bunch of movies with Liam Neeson. So, like the one on the plane, the one on the train, those ones.
Yeah, that's what they call it, the one on the bus.
Liam Neeson.
The one in the taxi, just different forms of transport.
Yeah. I think
the next one's called the one in the Uber.
Oh, yeah. It's like Stuber, but with Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
And he just kills people.
Yeah.
And there's probably one on a ship that they haven't done yet, like Carnival Cruise or whatever.
Submarine,
yeah.
Yeah.
Then the last one will be when they go to space.
Yeah. I was going to say that as well. Yeah.
But I don't know. At the moment, he's doing a lot of movies with Dwayne Johnson. So, obviously, Dwayne Johnson is Black Adam in this one. And
Dwayne Johnson likes working with people he's worked with before. I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah.
He always does, like, repeat movies with directors.
Didn't he do – who Red Notice? That was directed by someone he did a movie with before, I think.
Skyscraper or something, yeah.
Yeah, he's done a lot of movies with – he repeats a lot of directors. So – Justice Society of America, which is just the weirdest name, are also in this. So we'll get into our thoughts on them. And the movie released in Mexico City on the 3rd of October for some reason, first, before it released everywhere else. So it released on the 21st worldwide of October. Budget, $195 million. Box office-wise, first opening weekend. So far, it's done $26 million. It's expected to do about $100 million or something, so decent. Dwayne Johnson was actually attached to play Black Adam 15 years ago, so this is predating most of the Marvel movies, certainly the DC universe. Yeah, for some reason, they've always wanted him to play this role, and I think he was always super keen to do it as well. So now he's here, and he's got big plans. He's going to what does he say?
He's going to the hierarchy of the DC universe is about to change. Yeah. Yes,
whatever that means.
Yeah,
what was the hierarchy?
There wasn't one. It was just a free for all. Just do whatever you want.
Yeah. So, he's saying that there's going to be some sort of hierarchy now. Let's get into our thoughts on it. But firstly, comic book origins. Black Adam, when did he first debut in comics?
I'm not sure. When Shazam debuted?
Pretty much. Actually, I think it's the comic that he debuted in, Shazam debuted in, or Captain Marvel at that stage. So he was part of Fawcett Comics, same as Shazam.
And then they got sued because Shazam was a copy of Superman. And then they got sued and they couldn't do it. And then DC bought them.
Yeah. So DC bought them.
They changed the character a little bit.
Yeah. And they changed the name. DC bought them. Didn't they also get sued because of Captain Marvel and the Marvel comics?
That was afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then they had to change the name.
Yeah.
But DC bought them in the 1970s. But the actual first comic that featured Black Adam was in 1945, December 1945. The comic book was The Marvel Family, issue number one. So he's always been a villain, a Shazam villain as such, and he's sort of endured, even after DC bought them, they've just kept him as a villain. And this is obviously more of an anti-hero. And,
I think in the newer comics, which I haven't read, so I'm not sure, but I think he's an anti-hero now, like a Venom-type character.
Yes, yeah.
Who was also originally just a straight-up villain. Yeah. But yeah.
In terms of abilities, he's basically the same as Shazam. So he gets the powers from the gods. In the comic books, he has superhuman stamina, invulnerability, agelessness, the swiftness of Horus, the strength of Amon, the wisdom of Zehuti, genius-level intellect, clairvoyance, control and emission of magical lightning and thunder, and flight. Basically, he's indestructible, and he's got lightning powers. Anything else on the comic books? So he's also called Teth Adam in the comic books at some stage before he's called Black Adam. Also, Theo Adam was another name he went by. Well, let's get into our thoughts, spoiler free. So what's the story of this one?
I guess it starts in, what's the city called? Kandahar or something?
So that's a real place. Kandak, I think? Kandak?
Kandak, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a city, a fictional city.
I'll confirm what it is in a second.
Fictional city in Egypt somewhere where Black Adam lived like ages ago, and then, yeah, there's like an evil king, and then he gets powers and stuff. That's
Kandak.
Kandak, yeah. I guess that's a spoiler-free version.
Yeah, and you kind of see in the trailers they do show kind of what happens, but yeah, it's thousands of years ago he gets some, it's an ancient city, and he gets some powers from the gods, so similar to Shazam, and then the movie happens, and you see what happens through a series of flashbacks as well. Okay, let's jump into positives and negatives. So I'll start with some positives. I thought the concept of Black Adam being an anti-hero was done pretty well. I thought they show him to be pretty ruthless. The moment he's introduced, he's just murdering everyone, and he has no remorse whatsoever. They did that pretty well throughout the movie, and they did show how powerful he is. So there's a lot of scenes where big action set pieces where they really show the power of Black Adam and that he is quite a force to deal with. I thought the Justice League of America were pretty good as well, the characters that they
Justice introduced. Society.
Sorry, Justice Society. This is why it's confusing. Why would you have two teams that have justice in them?
So the original Justice Society is actually a team in the past. So I thought this was going to be set in the past.
Yeah.
But it's in the present day.
Yeah.
The Justice Society of America doesn't exist at the same time as Justice League.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And why are they only in America?
I don't know.
Yeah, because in this, they're obviously not. But yeah, Justice Society, I thought they were pretty good, especially Hawkman and Dr. Fate. I thought they were decent. Dr. Fate, he does some strange things.
Dr. Strange.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People think he's a Doctor Strange ripoff because he kind of is. But
so he debuted in the comics
before.
So yeah. 20 years before Doctor Strange. Yeah. But I think in this movie, they definitely got inspired by the movie version of Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Well, in terms of his powers and stuff, there's some parallels.
Yeah. And Hawkman was pretty good as well. I actually didn't realize, I thought it was just a guy who dressed as a hawk, but he obviously is pretty strong. And the other two characters were pretty, they weren't in as much as these two, but they were okay. Some comedic relief. Okay, did you have any positives?
I didn't like this movie as much as you did. I think The Rock was good in his role. He obviously has a passion for this character and he really wants to play him. So I'm happy he got what he wanted, I guess, in terms of that.
So, and it's not like the normal Rock. Like, you know, in these other movies where it's just Dwayne Johnson, he's not exactly that in this. Like, they kind of actually dialed down his charisma.
Charisma a little bit, yeah. Probably necessary for the character, but I think he played it well.
Yeah, and he has a sense of humor, like more like Drax in Guardians 1 type of humor in this. So there's also like this fish out of water type thing happening with him, and they did that pretty well.
I liked Pierce Brosnan. I think he was pretty good. And he was probably one of the better actors in this. And the guy that played Hawkman was very good as well.
Yeah.
It was good.
I thought I'd seen that guy before in something else.
Yeah, same. I just can't remember what it is.
So I looked up his filmography, and the only thing I have seen is Hidden Figures.
I haven't even seen that.
He plays like a minor character in that.
He was good. He was really good. Yeah. You'll see him in more things. And some of the action was pretty good. But also, it's stuff I've seen before as well.
Yeah.
It was very reminiscent of Man of Steel, to be honest. Like, a lot of this is just people wrecking a city.
It's the difference between this and Man of Steel is that it doesn't take itself as seriously as Man of Steel.
Yeah, yeah. it definitely doesn't take itself as seriously, which is to its benefit. But a lot of the action is reminiscent of Man of Steel.
I think so, except he's much more brutal, I think, than Superman. I think Superman, in that movie, he also does kill people, but it doesn't always mean it, whereas in this, he certainly wants to kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's jump into negatives. I had an issue with the pacing of this movie because there's multiple times where I thought the movie was finished, but it didn't. So there was one part where if it did finish, it would have been pretty anticlimactic and it didn't. So that made sense. But then after that, there was just these shots where I was like, okay, they're going to cut now. They didn't cut it. They're going to cut now. They didn't cut it. I'm like, okay, it's just going, keeps going. And then there was also a lot of parts that they could have left to the audience's imagination, but they just tell you stuff like blatantly. Like it's just, they don't leave anything to the imagination of the audience. So everything is kind of spoon fed to you in a way. So I didn't really like that. The Atom Smasher and Cyclone, they were okay, but they also didn't really have to be in this movie at the same time. I think Dr. Fate and Hawkman had much more of a role. Atom Smasher was literally just comedic relief, and Cyclone had a bit of a backstory, which they explain in like 30 seconds of exposition, but yeah, they're not much background for them. Maybe it feels like it could have been better if they actually had a JSA movie before this or some sort of show. Another thing I didn't mention is it does have more connections to the DC Cinematic Universe than I expected it to. Like there's like characters that appear that I'm like, oh yeah, they're from that thing, which I forgot about, but they're in the DC Universe. So it does have some links that I wasn't expecting. I thought it would be much more standalone than what it ended up being, which is not a negative. It's kind of whatever. It's not really positive either, but yeah. What about you?
Okay. I'll go non-spoiler first, but then like a lot of the stuff I want to talk about is spoilers.
Yeah.
So first off, I'll talk about this more in spoilers, but the premise of the movie is flawed in general because it is connected to the DC universe. Mm-hmm. This might have been just my theater. I watched it in this reading cinemas.
Yeah.
And they've got like the Dolby Digital audio.
Yeah.
The music in this movie is very jarring at lots of points.
So
like it breaks into song. And it just randomly goes into a song. And then, like, what the fuck's going on?
So I heard this on Twitter. A lot of people were saying this, that they couldn't hear the dialogue. Like Tenet, essentially. Like, the music was too loud.
Yeah.
And they couldn't hear the dialogue. I watched it in IMAX. So I didn't have that issue. I could hear everything pretty clearly. So definitely wasn't like Tenet. But it is a common issue. Like, I think it's like 50-50. A lot of people had issues with hearing
And I also thought the background music was way too overpowering and was not really fitting the scenario at some points as well. And they they have lots of songs that they do with the action sequences, which at different points I didn't think fit what was actually happening.
Yeah, there were scenes where they, I know what you're talking about, where they had songs that definitely didn't fit the context of the movie. Like they were just songs. It reminded me of the sequences they had with Quicksilver in the X-Men movies.
Yes.
But it did make sense. It makes sense.
Because in those movies, he puts headphones on and you hear it from his point of view.
Yeah.
No one's listening to music in this. It just starts playing randomly.
Yeah. And it's not like even specific to Black Adam. It's just a song. It's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I found it very jarring. Also, the first 40 minutes of this movie is just meandering where nothing happens. And it's just like...
It is slow to start for sure. Yeah. I think there was the first 20 to 30 minutes is slow.
I'm like, where is this going? Because it's just like... There's like three action sequences in it in that first 40 minutes, but none of them mean anything. It's just random action sequences. And there's this voiceover at the start, which was horrible. I hated it. Yeah.
Was that from the kid?
It was the kids coming to the kid. The kid was the worst. I hated the kid. I hoped he died. I was secretly wishing he died. The mum as well. She could go. I hated both of those guys.
Yeah. Well, the mom especially plays much more of a role in this movie than I expected. She's in it, like, she's one of the main characters. There's also one villain.
The villain is very weak. Like,
so the moment they introduced this guy, I knew he was the villain.
Yeah. Because he looks seedy as fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, for most of the movie, he's not in it. And then randomly at the end, he just gets some powers.
Yeah.
Well, that's a spoiler. Sorry. But yeah, he's not in it for most of it. He's a weak villain.
Yeah. But I didn't think the villain was that great. And it, like all DC movies, it just ends up being a CGI fight at the end.
Yeah. Which it was kind of like a Man of Steel fight, like Zod at the end, pretty much. I think that's all I could say without going into spoilers. Was there something else?
Also, the villain...
Oh, and I hated Atom Smasher and Cyclone, like you said.
Yeah.
Atom Smasher was comedic relief, but I didn't laugh at any of his jokes because it was just like awkward shit. And I'm like...
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And I was also really distracted by the size of his neck.
His neck is huge. His neck is fucking huge. His neck is bigger than his head.
Yeah.
I've never seen a bigger neck.
It's very disproportionate. Yeah. Like, I just... Especially because it was on the big screen. I'm like, wow, this guy.
He's got a long neck as well. It's long and thick. Like, generally, you don't get a long and thick neck. You get, like, a short and thick one. But he had both.
And it's surprising because he's starring in a movie with The Rock, who's, like, a massive guy. And the only thing I could see was this guy's neck.
I thought he was really bad at acting. He's, like, the Netflix specialist, like all the Netflix rom-coms.
How many Perfect Dates have there been?
One, but there's been, like, four... To All the Boys I Love You or whatever.
He's in that as well. Yeah.
He's brought over his Netflix acting to this and it's not great.
Although I did laugh at his dynamic with Hawkman. I thought that was pretty funny.
Hawkman sold that more than he did though. He did nothing in that. It's just Hawkman's like say you and me. Like, yeah, that was okay. But there's like lots of lines between him and Cyclone and I'm like, what is this? Is this meant to be a love story or something? But it goes nowhere. And Cyclone does nothing.
Well, she's meant to be smart. And that, they kind of demonstrate it, but yeah.
But she could, like you said, she could not be in this movie and it'll be fine. So, yeah. Other than the three main characters, I hated everyone else in this movie.
I did like Pierce Brosnan as well. I thought he was pretty good. All right.
All right. Are we going to spoilers?
Yeah, we'll jump into spoilers. So, I actually give it a cognitive recalibration. I think it's the second best comic book movie of this year behind the Batman. So surprisingly, the two best ones are from DC.
I disagree probably. I don't think it's a regression because I did hate it. I did get bored at some points though, which is bad for a movie that's meant to just be an action entertainer.
It's also only just over 2 hours, but it feels
long.
Long.
Yeah. Because... To be honest, nothing much happens. It's set in this one place.
They actually don't leave that place.
And like, if I look at the plot, like the plot can be done in 20 minutes. It's not a regression. It's not a recalibration. It's just, it's whatever. This is right on the 50 line. But also, I was saying this before, you watched the premiere opening night and you said there was a lot of people there. There was like a lot of hullabaloo around it.
Yeah, it was like a DJ and there was this guy dressed up as Batman. And was it Deadshot, the other guy? You saw that story.
Was it Red Hood? I can't remember.
Oh, it might be Red Hood.
Was it Red Hood? I can't remember. But you had a lot of hype behind it when you watched it, which is what I think made it go over the line for you. Whereas I watched it on like a Saturday afternoon in like a close to empty theater and it wasn't as exciting. Yeah.
That might have contributed to it. They also gave us free Coke and popcorn. So
they sell it to you.
Let's jump into spoilers. So if you haven't seen Black Adam and you care about spoilers, go watch it and come back to this point in the episode and listen to our spoilers.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so you disagree with my theory on this, but because of the brutality of the kills is what you're saying.
I think it's the intention. So I think Superman doesn't intend to kill people. It just collateral damage, whereas Black Adam is going to kill people. Like that's his intention.
I didn't get the sense of that from this. Look, he does kill people, intend to kill people. If we look at Batman v Superman, Batman's in that car with a machine gun and he just riddles these guys in the back of the car. So are you saying he doesn't intend to kill those people with the machine gun? So he's saying that is not intentional. He's so like, I'm just going to, you know, blow up this car. I think they'll survive. It'll be fine.
So
my theory.
Yeah.
So the whole premise of this movie is that Black Adam is the anti-hero. The Justice Society want to lock him up because he's killing people. Although they are bad people, he's killing them. And then the Justice Society come and be like, you're not a hero. You can't kill people if you're a hero. And then he's like, nah, I'm going to kill people, essentially. And at the end, he doesn't change. He still kills people. But they're like, yeah, you're all right. We'll leave you. But yeah, that's the whole essence of the movie is this guy is like, not like the other heroes in this movie. Also, it's fucking weird universe where there's like Wonder Woman. The kid's got like Wonder Woman, Batman, and like
comics
in his bag.
So people are like, writing comics as these people exist.
Yeah. So evidently, all these people are seen as heroes because there's Batman comics as well in his room. He's got like posters of Batman.
He's got like a Batman action figure and stuff.
Yeah, and he's got all these people.
But isn't like I just wouldn't think Batman would be like that famous.
Yeah, which is weird. Why are they writing comics of the characters in this universe? I thought that was weird to begin with. I'm like, what's going on?
I get Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Because Wonder Woman's like, she's actually a super powered person and everyone knows her. Like, she's in the public eye. Whereas Batman, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if he would like people writing comics about him and action figures about him and stuff. Mm. They also had that in Shazam too, though. So
they did, yeah. So it follows on from that universe. Yeah. Anyway, in the only character that doesn't purposefully kill people in these movies is Wonder Woman. I've never seen her like purposefully kill people. She kills if she needs to,
yeah,
but otherwise she doesn't. Superman has killed so many people in Metropolis.
Yep.
In that fight, I can agree that it's not intentional on his part, but in Batman v Superman, Batman 100% purposefully kills at least like 50 people in that movie.
But I'm not trying to justify that movie because I think that movie's pretty bad. But they do say that this Batman's in a different space because Robin was murdered or whatever, right? So he's become more brutal.
Then why aren't they trying to lock up Batman? Why is this guy different compared to Batman? It's like this guy's the badass that the superhero universe has never seen. He's not, because Batman's already doing that shit in Gotham. So first off,
but he's mates with Amanda Waller. So
yeah. So first off, that whole premise is flawed in this universe. In a proper DC universe, it would be okay.
Yeah, I don't think Aquaman actually kills anyone, does he?
No. And we haven't seen enough of the Flash to kind of say.
Yeah.
He's useless anyway, so he probably does kill people.
Also, how many heroes are there with, like, when you see them do slow motion stuff, they have lightning around them? Like Flash. Shazam.
Yeah.
Black Adam. Yeah, there's a lot.
But I guess, look, if I look at it as a standalone movie and take that away, take the previous movies away, then I can appreciate that he's the anti-hero.
That's the mindset I went in with because I just wasn't. I thought they scrapped that stuff.
Yeah, but then they do stuff where they have Amanda Waller.
Yeah,
they have the Jennifer Holland from Peacemaker.
Yeah,
they have Superman at the end.
Yeah,
so
it's obviously
like if they distance themselves completely, then it's like okay, you don't worry about that. But they bring back the characters from those movies to like work it in, which doesn't make sense in the universe, in my opinion.
Because I thought they scrapped it, or like you just forget about those movies, but. I don't think they completely scrapped it, so I think it still exists.
If they're going to lock up, if in this movie that eventually they lock up Black Adam in a Task Force X kind of place, if they're going to lock him up, they should be locking up Superman and they should be locking up Batman as well. Whereas Amanda Waller at the end of the movie sends out Superman to fight Black Adam like he's their pal. So why isn't she trying to lock him up?
Well, if you go by the films... This is post his resurrection, so maybe he's like a different person now.
Could be.
Yeah.
They should be locking up Batman, though.
Well, he changed in Justice League as well, right? Because okay, they didn't do this well. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. But in Justice League, he's meant to have a turn. Like, he's meant to realize that what he was doing was wrong. And that's why he's recruiting the Justice League as well.
Because he's recruiting the Justice League.
Because if he's because regretting-
he sees that no, he sees that vision from the future of Superman killing everyone. And then he's like, even though he thinks Superman's dead, for some reason he's like, oh yeah, let's recruit people. And he doesn't put any security around Superman or anything.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all in the
book. The universe is flawed. Overall, the universe is flawed. They need to kind of fix it. Or just say those movies don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Try not to. Oh, they want to link it in and they don't want to link it in as well, which is a problem.
Because I think Ben Affleck is in the Flash movie.
Ben Affleck's in Aquaman. No. Wonder Woman's in Aquaman. Ben Affleck's in Flash, yeah.
Wonder Woman's in Aquaman. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that a rewrite?
I think so.
Yeah.
So this is what The Rock's talking about, where he's like, The Rock is becoming Kevin Feige, essentially.
Yeah.
Because he...
Except he doesn't... Well, I don't think he knows that much about DC. Yeah.
But he's done some good stuff in this. I think Henry Cavill's a great Superman. He's just been in bad movies.
Yeah.
So bringing him back, I think, is a good idea. And he advocated heavily for that, and that's why he's back. So I think he's doing some good stuff. I don't know if it's going to end up going the right way.
Well, I guess they wanted this. I think he was saying that this is the start of phase one, essentially, for DC.
Yeah.
This movie. Yeah, I mean, he's been saying a lot of stuff in interviews around, like, he wants a lot of collaboration between all the different actors that they've already cast. So one interview was saying they were to have Joker team up with Black Adam. Which Joker would they get? And the options they gave were Jared Leto, Barry Keoghan, and Joaquin Phoenix. And he said Barry Keoghan because he's a big fan of him. That's his words. Which wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, different universe. I don't know what to make of that. And also, if Black Adam's teaming up with the Joker's like a genuine psychopath. Like, you can't be a hero if you're teaming up with the Joker. It's okay if you just, if you've never seen a DC movie before and you just come and watch this, I can see you thinking it's being okay. But if you have the view of what's happened in the past, this movie makes very little sense. And also, just as a general thing for the movie, it's all set in, what's that city called?
Kandak,
yeah. And I thought there was a bit too much of The Rock just staring at this statue. It's like The Rock staring at the statue, a fight scene, and then he goes back and stares at the statue afterwards, and it happens like three times.
So do you want to talk about that backstory? Because I don't know if this was just one of the old trailers, but didn't they spoil that in the trailer?
So I read the premise on Wikipedia, and it says it in the premise. It says it in the premise, like his son gives his life for him to have powers.
Yeah.
So I knew it was coming well before.
Yeah.
I thought it was just because I read the premise. It wasn't the plot. It was just the premise.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure in the trailer they also say that his son sacrificed his life. And that's why he became Black Adam.
Who he is. So I was not surprised at that twist. Well, was it meant to be a twist? I don't know.
I think it was meant to be. Like they hype it up like it is a twist.
Yeah.
But there's all this mystery around why he's who he is. So like the Justice Society know more about him than his followers. He has some dark history. And that's why they also come, because they're like, well, you don't know what he's been doing. He's not actually a hero, etc. And then you find out his backstory, and it's because his son actually was Black Adam initially, but then he gives the powers to him and then immediately dies.
Yep. And then Black Adam immediately kills everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I've seen CGI being used to make people look bigger, but I've never seen it used to make people look smaller.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what The Rock would look like if he didn't take steroids.
Yeah, that was interesting. Because I knew it was coming as well, because they foreshadowed, because they never actually showed
the dad.
The father, yeah. Yeah. So it was coming. So, yeah, the twist was just like whatever, because I kind of saw it coming.
Yeah, too much staring at the statue for my liking as well.
I did like the fight between the first fight between the JSA and Black Adam.
That was good.
Yeah.
But then they do like two more fights afterwards with them, and I'm like,
well,
how many
fighting
are you going to do?
Because they're like, they fight.
Yeah.
And then Hawkman's like, yeah, let's do this again.
Yeah. I'm like, how many times are you guys going to fight? Like, evidently you can't beat him.
Yeah. And then Hawkman says it. He's like, oh, Black Adam's like, we both know how this is going to end. It's like, yeah, we do. And like, why are you fighting
it? It anyway. Yeah. I thought it was one too many fights between them. The first one was good. And the second one, I'm like, okay. And then there was another one. I'm like, oh, this is enough.
The first one was pretty good though, because all of them fight him. Yeah. Also, Dr. Fate, he doesn't do that much. Is it because he knows what's going to happen? Or
I feel like Dr. Fate of the comics would have spanked Black Adam like very easily, because he's like very OP in the comics. The character slightly changed in this, but I'm going off based off Young Justice, which has a character quite prominently in it. But Dr. Fate is actually the helmet, and the user is just a magic user, essentially. So that if you have a predisposition to magic, then you have more power when you put on the helmet.
Yep.
If you don't, then you have less power.
So you can't, like a random person just can't pick it up and become Dr. Fate. They have to have some sort of magical ability to begin with.
No, you can, But if you don't have any magical ability, you put it on, then you just won't have as much power as if someone has a lot of magical ability and they put it on, it's amplified extra. Yeah,
because Hawkman does use it actually at the end of this movie.
But he doesn't put it on, which is weird.
Yeah, and there's
to put the helmet on for it to work.
Yeah, and there's also a part where they just have the helmet on the table and then Adam Smash is about to touch it and then Cyclone's like, don't touch it because it's going to like make you crazy or something, or like it's going to emit blasts or something.
In the comics, Fate, if you put the helmet on, he gets control of your body. So Fate is actually doing everything once you put the helmet on and you have very little control. So there's like the tension with Dr. Fate is sometimes he's not exactly the best bloke.
Yeah.
The person with the inside is sometimes good. But Dr. Fate, he's going to do whatever's best for the universe, but not necessarily what's going to save the most people or something.
Yes.
So,
I think they explain that in this. I think, again, Cyclone says it where she's like, once he puts the helmet on, he's not the same person. Or like, he's not in control of himself.
He's not in control, which I didn't get a sense of in this. I thought it was always just Pierce Brosnan kind of. But the tension in the comics sometimes is that if you put the helmet on, then Dr. Fate won't release you and you are stuck in there, essentially. So it happens in Young Justice to Zatanna,
where
he puts the helmet on and then Dr. Fate doesn't release him.
Zatanna Sr.
Yes.
Not Zatara.
Zatara puts it on and he doesn't want to release her.
Yeah.
And then Zatanna makes a deal saying, transfer it to me. I have better magical ability and you can keep it on me. So then they do that. So I thought that would come into play a little bit and Dr. Fate might have to fight Dr. Fate in the end. I thought that would be a better scenario because he's very OP. He would be able to beat Black Adam if he wanted to.
No, that would have been interesting. Would have been a good moral dilemma for Hawkman as well because they established that they're pretty good friends in this. But yeah, I mean what-
He's friends with Ken, yeah.
Yes, yeah. But what they ended up doing was- I don't know. Like, it felt like he knew what was going to happen. But I guess, it's the same thing with, like, in Doctor Strange in Infinity War. Like, he can't tell them or else it wouldn't happen.
But I felt like, I didn't feel like the Dr. Fate character was what, and I might be wrong. Maybe they've changed the Dr. Fate character in the comics now.
Yeah.
And this is what it is. But I think that Dr. Fate character where it's like, it's two different entities and one of them is more powerful is more interesting.
He does tell Hawkman that he's going to die. And I'm like, oh, you wouldn't tell him he's going to die if you knew that he was actually going to die. So I think he had to tell him that he was going to die.
So that he didn't die.
So that he wouldn't die. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like that. I like, overall, I did like how they did Dr. Fate. I would have liked if he actually used his powers a bit more because he doesn't really do that much. I think that in the first fight, he does actually fight him a little bit. But apart from that, he's just walking around without the helmet on most of the time.
I think that would have been a better villain if he ended up being the villain. Would have been a bit more of a dilemma.
Also, when they lock him up and they like put this thing on his mouth so they can't talk.
Yeah.
Just for them to have him to break
released
out.
Released in the next scene.
The next day. Yeah. Because I would have thought that if they really needed him, they could have just called like the people that locked him up to like release him instead of having him like
fight his
break
way
out and
yeah.
fight and almost die on the way. All right. End credit scene. So you've already mentioned it, but Henry Cavill turns up. So Amanda Waller's like, you better not get up to any mischief or else.
She's like, stay in that city. Otherwise I'll lock you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'll stay. There's no reason for me to actually go. and then he blows up the thing.
She's like, if I could get someone to come get you if I need to. And he's like, there's no one in this universe more powerful. There's no one in this planet that's powerful enough to stop me.
So I can get you someone off planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he blows up the thing.
And then he blows up the thing. And then Superman appears out of the smoke of that thing blowing up. So did she like call? I know he's Superman. So he's
pretty fast.
He's fast. But did she call him at that instant? It's like, let's call him right now.
Also, thinking back to that. Do you know how he said Superman doesn't purposefully kill people?
Yeah.
In Batman v Superman, in like one of the first scenes, this guy puts like a gun up to Lois Lane's head. Do you know in like Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, he puts a gun up to Lois Lane's head.
Yeah.
He like flies at that guy, grabs him by the neck and pushes him through like five walls. That guy's dead. There's no way he's not dead.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Justify it.
I'm trying to justify it, but like, I don't know. Maybe they were like soft walls. Like it's
yeah.
Yeah. It just pushed them through. They were just like really soft cardboard. Was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Superman's like, we need to talk. What do you think they talk about?
I don't know. They're kids. My son's dead.
My son's dead.
I don't have a son yet.
Well, they could talk about the most brutal kills that they've inflicted.
Yeah. Pushed a guy through five walls. Broke some guy's neck that next day as well.
I destroyed half of Metropolis.
Yeah.
Twice.
Stabbed this big monster dude. Even though Wonder Woman could have stabbed him, I decided to stab him.
Yeah.
And then he stabbed me.
And then I died.
And then I died, yeah.
But then
I woke up and then I fought these guys for a bit.
Yeah.
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 And I'm like, why am I fighting these guys?
And one time I had a black suit, but then the other time I had a blue suit.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing.
This time I want to wear the blue suit. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
So future-wise, there's a Shazam 2 coming up.
Yep.
Black Adam may or may not be in that. It would make sense if he does. I was actually expecting Shazam to be in this at the end, not Superman. But
I thought it would make more sense.
To have Shazam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do they know about Shazam yet? Like in the first
end credit scene of Shazam.
The first, yeah.
Superman's in it, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Superman knows about Shazam.
Yeah. This universe is a mess.
So we'll have to see if Black Adam appears in that because he's
not going to be in this new one, the second one.
In that second one?
He's not in it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he would be. Maybe like end credits or something. Yeah.
Because they've kind of set up Black Adam. He's not really a bad guy now.
Yeah. I don't know how you could set up a fight between him and Shazam. Unless it's a misunderstanding. It would have to be a misunderstanding and then...
Well, one of our friends was saying it could be around, and they don't really talk about this material much, but is it Eternium?
Yeah, yep.
So some sort of very powerful material. Also, there's this crown thing.
Doesn't matter. It sucked. It doesn't matter.
And there's the villain needs the crown or whatever. And I also knew the villain was a descendant of that king because he looked exactly like him.
Was it the same actor?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
And I also knew that guy was the villain or like he was not a good character from the moment they introduced him. Firstly, because he looked super seedy and also because he was the guy who played Jafar in Aladdin.
And he's been typecast ever since as a bad king.
You need a Middle Eastern villain.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, remember that guy that was Jafar? Yeah, let's get him.
This guy's waiting for Middle Eastern villain roles. He's hoping they reboot Prince of Persia.
Yeah. So I knew that guy was bad. And then he becomes like a CGI monster at the end as well, which didn't look great.
Yeah. The CGI was hit and miss. Sometimes it was
It was good. Yeah.
There's this part at the end where they're all like saying goodbye to Black Adam and it's very bad green screen in the background.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the moment I realized the extent of that guy's neck as well. It was like a close up of him.
Yes.
And his neck was huge.
Oh, yeah, and that was the part where there's one.
I talked to you about this and terrible.
There's one part where, so in the final fight scene, there's the statue falls down and then Adam Smasher like holds it.
No, Black Adam
holds it. And then Adam Smasher comes to
Adam Smasher's like, I got this, you go. And then at the end, Adam Smasher's like, I think we work well together as a team.
And that was
the only interaction they had in the whole movie.
Yes.
never talked. The only other interaction is once he punched him into the ground, and that's it.
There was also one scene where it was like eating chicken.
That's right, yeah.
And then Dr. Fate's like.
Yeah, it's like none of that.
Where did he get the chicken from?
I don't know. There's a big bucket of chicken as well. The city constantly getting destroyed in this movie as well.
And no one really seems to care. No one cares.
Yeah. And also, like, he's destroying this lady's house. The lady brings him to his house, walking through walls and stuff. And the lady doesn't care. If that was my house, I'm, like, paying this shit off, and you're just breaking down walls and shit, and no one cares.
Yeah, and he's just, like, he doesn't walk through doors, obviously. So he just, like, walks through walls all the time. So he's, like, breaking through buildings all the time.
Yeah, and no one gives a shit. Yeah.
I like how it killed those mercenaries or whatever that were infiltrating the city.
Mm.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was another song sequence as well for some reason.
There was like three song sequences.
Yeah.
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 For some reason.
The kid obviously should have died multiple times because you know the part where they're like in those floating, hovering motorbikes or whatever?
Yeah.
And he's meant to be in like the...
In the compartment, yeah.
Yeah, in the compartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he would have just suffocated because it looked pretty small.
It did, yeah.
And he's not like a little kid. He's like a
And
teenager.
Why did they never take his phone off him? Because he's just calling people left, right, center. Yeah. He's always on the phone in this movie. Even though he's kidnapped, always in touch.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Did you know when they first introduced him that he's the son of the lady?
No, but I didn't care also.
Yeah.
I would have maybe if I cared, but I didn't care. Those were the least interesting characters in this movie. The son, the brother, and the mum.
And the mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have like the fight scene at the end. I'm like, why is this a funny thing? Why is this a thing?
It was like zombies or something.
Yeah.
Coming. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then the kid recruits like the city to come and help.
It was so bad. It was so bad. Like, I cannot see how anyone would have thought that was good.
Yeah, that was. I just found that funny how the mom's like, "You can fight, but you're more than that.
You're more than that." And you know what he does? He goes into this market where there's like 20 people. There's not even that many people. And then he puts his hand up, and everyone's like, "Yeah, let's do this.
Let's yeah. walk to our then death."
Fucking comes on a skateboard. He's like, "Mom, look what I did. I got 20 guys from the market to help us." It's meant to be like a heroic moment. I'm like, this is fucking shit. I know it's like meant to be a parallel to the sun in the past, but I just didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was meant to be. And also, it wasn't required because they had Cyclone and
Adam Smasher. Yeah.
They probably could have handled that because they weren't helping Black Adam fight this dude.
No, he soloed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hawkman fights him for a bit,
though.
It
does, yeah. 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 I think if you watch this movie again, you'll have a very different opinion to what you had now.
It's kind of like Aquaman as well, because when we first watched Aquaman, I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
And then I watched it again, and I couldn't really watch it. It was a bit boring.
I will never watch this movie again. I'll never watch any part of it again. There was no action scene where I'm like, that is so good, I want to watch that again.
I like the scene where they introduce him, and he like brutally murders everyone.
It had some weird CGI. The lightning was weird. I felt like it was okay, but it wasn't amazing. I would rather watch the Man of Steel fights than watch that.
Didn't you like the scene where he takes down the helicopter and he blows up the army? It's like it's the one. It's after he got introduced.
The song really distracted me there because it came out of nowhere. That was the first one. And I'm like, oh, what's happening? What is this song? It was okay. It was okay. That was very reminiscent of that Quicksilver scene in X-Men.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I also like, I think his name was like Samir or something. The other guy that was with them and he dies.
Immediately? Yeah. Did he have a line?
I think he said something in the...
In the car, possibly.
Wasn't he the guy that was like giving her shit in the car?
I thought that was the CD bloke, wasn't it?
Was it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I knew he was definitely a villain when she's like, oh, where's Samir? And he's like, oh, I went out to get fresh air. And then you just see the guy dead outside.
He's dead. He's like, he's got a lot of fresh air. Yeah. Fresh air in hell.
Yeah, now that we talk, the kid stuff was definitely cringy in this, for sure.
And he's not great at acting, unfortunately. The kids go one of two ways. There are one of three ways. Tolerable, actually good. Or terrible.
Or Jake Lloyd.
Yeah. And this guy, terrible. This guy was in the terrible. Yeah.
All right.
And he had too much screen time. He was in it way too much.
He also destroys his bedroom as well. So.
Yeah. Well, they destroy that whole house and no one cares. That's what bothered me the most is the amount of destruction that was happening in this city and no one cared.
Jimon Hounsou, we didn't mention him.
He was in this briefly. Yeah.
Does he have any lines?
Yeah, he does.
I think he yells something.
It's like wisdom of someone. Yeah. Yeah.
He's back. And he's in Shazam too for some reason.
He is. I thought it was dead, but he's back. Too, yeah. But
yeah, he's back. What's the other DC movie coming out next year? Flash, if it does actually come out. And Aquaman as well, I think. Echo Man's coming out next. I think it's delayed by a year. So it's coming out next Christmas. And Batgirl? Yeah, Batgirl was cancelled.
Cancelled, yeah.
Because someone deleted the file.
Apparently Batgirl was better than this, which I would not be surprised if it was.
But wasn't that so bad that they had to cancel it?
So this had worse test screenings than that did, but they couldn't cancel this because the Rock's
in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this wasn't that bad. This is not good. It's not a good movie. I'll stab by it.
Well, DC Universe-wise, well, it's better than the first Suicide Squad. It's better than Batman vs. Superman.
People hate you for that.
They can, but I think it's better than Batman vs. Superman. And it's better than, I think it's better than Birds of Prey. Yeah.
Watch this again. Watch this again and come back to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When this comes
out. So you think BVS is better than this?
No, I hate BVS. I just don't want the. BVS has better action than this does, though. BVS has much better action sequences. I would watch parts of BVS over any part of this. The overall story, BVS is absolute bullshit and very flawed, but some of the action's really good.
Well, let us know what your thoughts are on Black Adam. Obviously, it's become pretty divisive. Critics don't like it. I think its audience score is like 80-something percent. Critics score is like 40-something percent. So, yeah.
I feel like, I don't know if I'm being overly critical, but it's, yeah.
Yeah.
On first watch, people might enjoy it, but the moment you think about it more, or on second watch, I don't think it will be enjoyable.
Well, let us know. So if people do want to get in touch with us, how do they go about it?
So you can contact us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com or on all other platforms at Cognitive Recalibration. Yeah.
So we're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. So give us a follow on all of those. We'll be releasing Reels/TikToks, which are small excerpts from our podcast. So do subscribe on those platforms so you can watch our short form content as well. And if you want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a review on Spotify or iTunes, because that makes us more discoverable on search engines. I don't think we have anything planned in the near future. Black Panther comes out in 2 weeks, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. So we'll see how that one goes. Another character that has black in their name.
Yeah.
How many characters have black in their name?
I can only think of these two.
Black Knight?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's three. Yeah.
Who's that guy in Inhumans?
Black Bolt. Okay, yeah. There's four. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's quite a bit. Who's Black Cat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all coming out now. Yeah. Nah, there's probably a lot then. Yeah, I don't know. Lots of characters are just the color of their costume and an animal. Or a name.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll see you guys in the next one. We might do something before Black Panther. So stay tuned. Hope you had a good time and hope you're all staying safe. See you later.
See ya.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.